Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm a dietitian with El Nutra, and today I want to tell you about my member, Penny. Penny is a 69-year-old female. She has had type 2 diabetes for almost 20 years, and she came to me a couple of months ago. Her endocrinologist referred her with the whole goal of trying to cut back on some of her medication, and she was interested in just getting healthier, feeling better. You know, when I meet with my members in this first couple of visits, I always like to try to uncover what is their why. Well, Penny told me that her why is that she has grandkids and she loves them so much. It's so important to her to be able to be present and to feel good and have the energy to hang out with them and play. And so we even have that written in her, in our web portal so that when she opens it up, she can see her why and remind her during hard times. So when we first got started, she was a bit anxious, which is understandable. Everything's new. You don't know how your body's going to respond, how you're going to feel. She received her box in the mail and we talked through that and each day and what to expect with the content. She has soups, she has some bars, she has some alcohol oil. She has her L drink, which is a drink you get on days 2 through 5 to help preserve lean body mass. So I just educated her a little bit on what everything was within each box. And she felt more comfortable and she decided she thought she was ready to get started. And she did fantastic. She told me it was nowhere near as bad as she thought. We first did her first cycle over a weekend in case she was a little dizzy, which she didn't want that to happen at work. And that's what's great about this. It's just 5 days a month, and you have the flexibility to do that whenever it best works with your schedule. Now she does a Monday to Friday, which is probably when most people do, or Sunday to Thursday. It's nice to have something to keep you occupied during the week, just keep you busy. So while she's at work, she's found it's totally doable. She can pack her soups in the morning, take them with her in her thermos, and they're ready to go. She actually now prefers it to cooking because she doesn't have to think about it. But so she did great. And each time we met, we were able to uncover some things that had been obstacles for her and kind of strategize together, figure out ways we could work through those, push through those, and help her to reach her goals. She already ate pretty healthy, which was great. And she loves all different types of food, loves vegetables. So that's not been too much of a challenge for her. We just had to make some little tweaks and make sure that she was getting adequate nourishment throughout the day and work on some portion sizes. So after a couple of rounds of FMD, she was feeling better. She started noticing some lower numbers, a little at night, sometimes in the morning, not low, but just lower than her normal 130s when she would be fasting. And that's normal. Her body was responding. She was doing better. And so I sent a progress update to her physician. And when she had a follow-up with her endocrinologist, they talked through that and that she was doing better. She was seeing these numbers. And so the doctor told her, it's time. Let's cut back on some of your insulin. And so that too made her a little bit nervous, but she did great. And she couldn't wait to text me one day that, Ashley, I am still 92%. In my target range with less insulin. And that motivated her to keep going. At our most recent call, she was telling me about her upcoming trip to Mexico and how she just felt like it's been so long since she's had a vacation. She was excited to go, but so worried about maybe messing up, eating too much. And I reminded her that, you know, you're on vacation. I want you to enjoy yourself, have a good time. Let's talk about some foods that you can eat, some things that you can do there so you don't feel like you're blowing it. She didn't want to feel like she'd lost all of her progress. So she's got a plan in place. She's probably there right now, actually, or maybe next week, but it's coming up and I know she's excited. And she told me that she was so thankful that she had support through El Nutra to help coach her through these normal life experiences so that she could stay on track and on target to her goal of losing weight. She's had some weight loss. We're still working towards a little bit more, but it's so wonderful to have that long-term relationship so that you can work together and make sure that your members are meeting the goals that they have set for themselves. So Penny has dropped her A1C. She's dropped some of her insulin. You know, we're still working towards dropping it all completely. And I know that's going to happen for her. So this is just another wonderful story of how L-Nutra has impacted someone's life. And I thank you for your time. And I hope you have a wonderful day.